Chapter 11. An enormous opera-singing dog yodels soulfully beside the Millennium Falcon. No, wait. That is Chewbacca. Never mind. Chewbacca howls mournfully. His small eyes dart from the Millennium Falcon to the hangar doors. They will remain open another few minutes, at most. After that, the Falcon will not fly. No matter if the walking barbershop floor succeeded in fixing the lifters or not. He cries again. Not that the Wookiee minds dying. Not really. Wookiees are nothing if not valiant. But they are also fiercely loyal. Chewbacca is not worried for himself. He's worried for Han and for Leia. Just then, they come sprinting around a corner. That is Chewbacca howling joyfully, in case you couldn't tell the difference. Han shouts,
"Start her up, Chewie! Start her up!"
Chewie leads the way up the gangplank, followed by Han and Leia. C-3PO totters into view around a distant corner.
Wait! Wait for me!
He should hurry. They will absolutely not wait for him. Well, maybe Leia would. In the cockpit, Han throws switches all over the place. Chewbacca studies the reading skeptically. Han glances at his first mate, growls in the negative. Leia leans over Han's shoulder. Would it help if I got out and pushed?
It might.
Sir, might I suggest?
Han raises a single eyebrow at the droid.
Never mind.
C-3PO concludes sheepishly. The captain leaps from his seat. He rushes from control panel to mechanical bank back to control panel. Leia puts her hands on her hips. This jalopy will never get past the blockade.
Oh, she's got some surprises left in her, sweetheart.
Don't call me that.
I was talking to the ship.
Outside the Falcon, a power gasket explodes. Chewbacca roars, not joyfully.
I'm trying! Han shouts. I'm trying!
Suddenly, in the space of the hangar door, stormtroopers appear.
Now it's a party!
Leia shouts. One of the stormtrooper mounts a rocket launcher on his shoulder. As Han fiddles with some wiring under the cockpit's main dash, Leia slides into the captain's seat and fires at the stormtroopers. They are sent hurtling through the air in 6 different directions. Then she gets out of the seat. Han looks up at her for a moment, not sure if she's moved or not, and then goes back to furiously fiddling with wires.
Now!
He shouts at Chewbacca. The Wookiee pulls back on a thruster, and the Falcon roars to life!
Woohoo!
Han cries, leaping into the captain's chair. One day, Leia says, you're going to be wrong. I just hope I'm there to see it. Han Solo flashes her a smile. The hangar doors begin to close.
Punch it!
Han shouts. Chewbacca throws a switch, and the Millennium Falcon roars out of the Rebel base, up through the snowy sky of Hoth, and into the blackness of space. You hit the snow. It explodes around you. The Snowwalker lumbers ahead 3, 4, 5 steps. You are breathing hard, watching it go. The Rebel troops have fled the trench. The fight is over. The Snowwalker fires at the generators. One catches fire. Then, overhead, you see it. Han's rickety old ship, still supposedly the fastest in the galaxy, shoots out of the south hangar and climbs up through the atmosphere. You smile. At least Han got out. Hopefully the princess, too. Yes, she's in that ship. You can tell. And then, an explosion presses you into the ground. A wave of heat courses over your body. You are lying on your back, the snow rapidly melting around you, fire licking your chest. Then it subsides. You raise the blackened visor of your helmet. The Snowwalker is dangling from its own legs, a blackened husk. You get up and run. On a remote part of the ice field, far away from the battle and the now ruined Rebel base, you trudge through the snow. A short distance farther sits your X-Wing, a spaceship outfitted for one pilot and one droid. R2 is in his place. He's the one who piloted it out here to the muster site to wait for you. The last of the other pilots are taking off, leaving a strange sight. A spaceship, small and lonesome, sitting on the edge of a frozen wilderness. The sounds of battle seem very distant out here. You hoist yourself into the cockpit. You grin. Hi, R2. Everything okay? Oh, that's sweet. I'm fine. I just hope everyone else is. You punch some numbers into the X-Wing's navigation system. R2 objects. I know. We're not meeting them at the rendezvous point. No, we're going somewhere else. It's called Dagobah. I'd never heard of it either, but there's someone there I need to meet. He's called Yoda. You initiate the engine. Well, some people might say that R2-D2 is a stupid name too, you retort. It's just something I have to do, R2. Just something I have to do.